This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
8:14 on this Thursday morning, more than one in five Americans provide unpaid care for a loved one. And Dr. B, our friend, Dr. Brent Wallace, the Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, joins us now to talk about the important work these caregivers do and share resources to help with burnout. Plus, we can discuss ways that you can support any caregivers in your life. How you doing, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing great. How about you?
I am great. Good to talk to you. What is a caregiver? Let's start there.
Yeah, I mean, really, a caregiver can be anyone who tends to the needs of someone else, usually someone with a short or maybe a long-term limitation, and that can be due to something like an acute illness or an injury, or it may be a long-standing disability that they have. And it could be a close friend or a family member or really anyone else who needs that help and support. And every care situation is different. So every caregiver is going to be different too. And some people expect to have that role at some point in their life, but for others, it comes as a complete surprise. And the responsibilities they're faced with and really the resources they have access to can vary tremendously.
What are some of the more common, I guess, caregiver responsibilities?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of caregivers help with daily living tasks. So that may be things related to hygiene or personal care, maybe housework for the individual or meal preparations. Caregivers also quite often help with a lot of medical tasks, and that can be really extensive, you know, things like scheduling appointments or maybe providing transportation to doctor's visits, managing prescriptions can be quite difficult. They really are advocates for their loved one's health needs overall.
It can be kind of stressful, I would think, for these responsibilities for these caregivers.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of the research shows that caregivers have a really high level of stress. A lot of them experience anxiety and some even depressive symptoms. You know, when those feelings reach a point of mental or maybe physical exhaustion, that is what we call caregiver burnout.
What is it that causes burnout?
So there's a lot of different things that we look at when we're looking at what contributes to burnout. It's really natural to want to see some positive change in the people that you're caring for, but unfortunately that doesn't always happen. And it can be really difficult to watch a loved one struggle to actually take care of themselves. That can cause a whole lot of stress. And then also depending on what your caregiving responsibilities are, you may feel like you don't have the time or the resources or maybe even the skills to properly care for that loved one. And you might feel like you're not doing enough. It can be really hard to let go of those unrealistic expectations, and that can really affect your caregiver's ability to continue providing that help, which is so critical, and it can really turn into more stress, and that can become a cycle.
You can only do the best that you can do, but when it comes to finances, again, you can only do the best that you can do, and I would imagine that there's been some financial stress involved with caregiving.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, caregivers, they might need to take off time, unpaid time, from their jobs in order to go to a medical visit with the person they're caring for and keep up with all those responsibilities. And, you know, a lot of caregivers actually help to pay for their loved ones' medical costs. And we know medical costs can get extremely expensive. They may even have to help with housing costs or really just those daily living, you know, the cost of living in particular.
What are some of the signs of caregiver burnout? Maybe a caregiver might recognize, or maybe the person receiving the care might recognize?
Yeah, I mean, typically what we see is the caregiver may become sad. They might be anxious or really just feel exhausted or overwhelmed. And so some of the things you'll see are changes in your sleep pattern, maybe too much sleep or too little sleep. You can actually develop some body complaints, aches and pains in particular, because pain is very related to stress levels. And you can have trouble controlling your emotions. And when it gets really bad, you may lose interest in the activities that you used to enjoy as well. That's a really bad sign.
Some ways to maybe prevent or cope with caregiver burnout?
Yeah, the most important thing I always tell people is make sure that you give yourself a break. You've got to sometimes step away from what you're doing. It's really important for your own mental and your physical health. And it's something you should never feel guilty about. A lot of people do, but you should not feel guilty about it. You can ask a friend or a family member maybe to stay with the loved one you're caring for just so you can catch up on sleep or maybe do an activity you enjoy, and that's okay. It doesn't need to be something productive. It's just something that helps you relax and recharge a little bit and help you keep doing what you're doing. And then you want to really remember to take care of yourself. You know, stay on top of your own health and you know, make sure that if you are not well, you're not going to be able to care for that loved one. You want to keep up with your doctor's appointments and keep up with those healthy habits like exercising and eating well. That'll also help you with the stress level.
Sounds like when you're on a plane and they give you the instructions about putting the mask on yourself first, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good analogy.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. We're talking to Dr. B about unpaid caregivers in this nation. More than one in five Americans provide unpaid care for a loved one, but it can cause burnout on the part of the person providing the care. We'll talk about fighting that burnout when we come back. 820 Traffic Now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. Dr. Brent Wallace talking about unpaid caregivers. I get shots in my eye every 4 or 5 weeks, and I'm the youngest guy in the office, but I do see a lot of unpaid caregivers there, and sometimes I can sense some tension, I guess, because of burnout. How can caregivers fight burnout, Doc?
Yeah, I mean, don't be afraid to reach out for support. That's a really big thing. You might need to talk to a therapist or maybe a mental health professional about all of those fears and frustrations that come along with caregiving. And we actually have a lot of support groups in our area. Some are even disease specific. It's a good opportunity to get together with other people going through what you're going through and really have the opportunity to encourage each other and maybe swap some tips. And just keep in mind that there's not there's no one-size-fits-all approach to caregiving. It's different depending on what you're having to deal with. But the one thing that's true for everybody is just don't wait until you're completely overwhelmed to start taking care of yourself. You've got to think about how you can adjust your routine to protect yourself later.
Let's say you're not a caregiver, but you know somebody who is. How can you kind of support them?
Yeah, I mean, that's really easy. Just ask them how you can help. You know, if you don't get a clear answer, which sometimes you don't, you might even want to offer some very specific suggestions like, you know, hey, can I grab some groceries for you? Can I run an errand? You know, can I go pick up prescriptions for you? Because that can take a lot of time. And then, you know, offer to sit with that caregiver's loved one for a few hours just so they can take a break. Another big thing that takes up a lot of time for caregivers is paperwork. You can actually help them with paperwork or research respite care providers in the area and support groups. Those administrative tasks are a really important part of caregiving, but they go by the wayside if you don't have time to do them.
I'm getting a lot of texts coming in. People are this is resonating with a lot of people that are listening because they're in that position. I know sometimes having been through it personally, sometimes people say, you know, I got this. I don't want any help. I don't need any help. What if a caregiver will not accept help or doesn't accept help?
Yeah, I mean, that's very common. A lot of caregivers won't ask for help, and then they may say, no, you know, I've got it, because they feel guilty. Mm-hmm. And what you can still do is maybe find smaller ways to show support for them. You know, maybe drop off a coffee or a homemade meal or something just to help them out. And really a big thing is just trying to stay in touch with them. You know, make a little bit of time to give them a call, maybe send them a text or stop by and offer encouragement. You know, let them kind of unload that burden a little bit through conversation, and that may make them feel a little more comfortable in accepting some more help from you.
This is valuable information, Dr. B. Any final advice for supporting a caregiver?
Yeah, I think a big thing is, you know, almost everyone at some point in their lives is probably going to be a caregiver, you know, so think about what would help you in that situation. Sometimes one of the most helpful things you can do, like I said, is just listen to them. That can be extremely useful. And remember that caregivers deal with a whole lot of fear and frustration, that they're not doing everything they could. It's hard to manage those feelings. And so anything you can do to help them with that, you know, lend an ear, do your best to kind of support them and be really attentive and present for them. And that can really go a long way to help them out.
I think the only thing you can do is, and that's my theory of life, is if you can look yourself in a mirror, say you're doing everything you can do, that's all you can do, right, Doc?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's hard for some people to understand or accept that. And so that's why it's really important to understand, like I said, everybody's going to go through this. Most everybody is, you know, so be very supportive of people when they're faced with this issue.
Thank you, Doctor. Good information. I appreciate your time. Hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks, Tommy. You too.
Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. You can find out more about People's Health by going to peopleshealth.com. You can call them at 800-978-9765. You can stop by the Medicare People's Health Medicare Center on Veterans Boulevard next to Party City, 3017 Vets. And if you want to listen to this again about being a caregiver or helping an unpaid caregiver, you can download the Odyssey app, use the Rewind feature, or go to WWL.com, click on my name. The audio will be posted in a little while. And God bless all of y'all that are doing this. I know it's hard, but you really are doing God's work. 8:30, time for WWL First News.